This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Consistency is key when participating in the National Dairy Farm Program. With more from Pennsylvania, we check in with John Clark and special guest, Pennsylvania farmer Frank Hartley.
Frank, introduce yourself.
My name is Frank Hartley. I'm from Trout Run, Pennsylvania, and I work with the National Milk Producers through the farm program, Farmers Assuring Responsible Management.
Thanks, Frank. It's our pleasure to have you today. Tell the average person out there, what is the farm program?
So what is the farm program? It's a national program put together by the dairy industry to evaluate animal care practices on everyday dairy farms. So we're able to tell the farmer's story to the producer how they take care of their animals.
From a consumer aspect, why should consumers care about the farm program?
Well, it gives them that reassurance that the cattle are being taken care of on a daily basis. And so the idea of the farm program was to be able to tell the farmer's story. We've done a great job at telling how good milk is for people. And now through the farm program, we're able to share the farmer's story of how milk is produced by taking care of the animals. And so it's a really important thing. A lot of people really want to know where their food comes from. So this is a great way of sharing that story.
From a dairy producer, why would a dairy producer want to welcome having a farm audit on a regular basis? Why should they feel good about this?
They should feel good because the industry as a whole has come together in one program, not all the different processors and grocery store chains who would want to be coming into their farm to look at the animal care. The farm program itself is a unified program across the whole industry, and we're able to tell the farmer's story that way. So instead of having 10 people come in and evaluate animal care, we just have one. And all the grocery store chains and people like that are all happy with our program and stand behind it.
Give us a little bit of a glimpse of the training that goes on, because you have to be certified to be an auditor of this caliber, correct?
Correct. So there's a training and approval process. For someone to become an evaluator, they have to have at least 4 years of animal handling experience behind them. That may be high school 4-H animals, that may be college, things like that. But we want to make sure that everybody that comes out to be a farm evaluator has good experience and background in animal care. From there, then there's an intensive training process that they go through. Once they've submitted an application to become an evaluator and get approved, then they go through a training process. Every year, then they're recertified, and they're also going to be shadow trained. So once a year, a trainer will go out with them to do an evaluation to make sure they're still on the same page. The other aspect with that also is there is a third party that picks some third-party farms to go out and do evaluations on to help us calibrate against each other to make sure we're all doing it the same across the country. Whether you're in Pennsylvania or California, we're all doing the evaluations the same.
That consistency is key to the success of this program.
Very much. The consistency is very much a key to this program for sure, because we want everybody to know if you buy Land O'Lakes butter in California or you buy it on the East Coast, it's all going through the same process at the same time by the same people.
Is it a pass-fail, or how does the scoring system work on an individual farm basis?
So as far as the evaluation goes and a scoring system and things like that, it's not necessarily a pass-fail program. There are benchmarks set for different categories, whether that's protocols or animal care and things like that on the farm. And so as an industry, we have set these basic benchmarks we're hoping the farmers to work towards and be able to get to. So we go through, we do the evaluation, and then at the end of the evaluation, if they've met the benchmark, everything's good. If they haven't met the benchmark, then there'll be some improvement plans put into place to help them reach that benchmark. And when we say reach that benchmark, it doesn't mean we're telling them how to do that. We don't prescribe how they should farm. We only say, this is the benchmark. You work towards getting to that benchmark any way you need to get there. How they do it, that's up to them.
That's Pennsylvania farmer Frank Hartley, and our thanks to John Clark for that report. With U.S. dairy farmers dedicated to healthy cows and wholesome milk, more details about the farm program at nationaldairyfarm.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.